Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's take a look at some top prospects next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, April 30th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at the top prospect report. 5 on the verge. A new addition, Adley Rutschman. Then O'Neill Cruz, Nolan Gorman, Max Meyer, Grayson Rodriguez. Scott, I saw in your article, Max Meyer struck out Ronald Acuna a few times. It's just, what can this guy not do right now? Talk to me about the 5 on the verge.
Yeah, it just so happened Max Meyer's a couple of his starts lined up with games. Acuna was rehabbing in at AAA, and he got him with the slider. He got him with the fastball. Those are his best two pitches, but he's been incorporating a changeup this year. The Marlins really specialize in developing changeups, and he has been near untouchable at AAA, so I expect to see him up soon. Same with Grayson Rodriguez of the Orioles, who's considered the top pitching prospect in baseball. But yeah, Adley Rutschman is the new addition to the 5 on the verge. He actually moved to the very top of that list. Amazingly, rostered in 76% of CBS Sports leagues already. People held on to that extra catcher all that time. But that goes to show you what kind of upside this guy has. I mean, I think it's possible he might be the best catcher prospect ever. Like, former top pick in his draft. A lot of the rank lists have him number one overall. I just can't find anything negative that anyone has to say about this guy. He excels at everything, right down to being a switch hitter and drawing walks and working well with pitchers, like everything. So, you know, obviously Bobby Witt and Julio Rodriguez are elite prospects in their own right, and they've gotten off to slow starts in the majors. No guarantees. Catcher's a particularly difficult position to break into. But if you are a standout catcher, then you're especially valuable because there are so few of them. And the way Mike Elias, the Orioles GM, is talking, like, basically as soon as they're convinced Adley Rutschman's ready, he's going to be up.
I think it's sometime in May. I think that's happening for Adley Rutschman. I don't have any sources. That's just me speculating on when we'll see Adley Rutschman. 2 Orioles on this list. Better days are coming, we can assure you, Baltimore fans. 5 prospects on the periphery. These are prospects doing something of note recently. Michael Busch with the Dodgers, Robert Hassel with the Padres, Daniel Espino with the Guardians, Andrew Painter with the Phillies, and Moises Gomez with the Cardinals. What do we have with this group?
Very impressed by what I'm seeing from Michael Busch. I've always liked him as a prospect. He's still just at AA, so I think he needs to make another stop at AAA before we're talking about him debuting for them. But he's already 24 years old, and he's always reached base. He's always shown like excellent on-base skills. You see a lot of comparisons to Max Muncy with Michael Busch because of, you know, they're kind of first basemen who play second base, and they have great on-base skills and power and everything. But Busch has a better hit tool than I think we saw last year because he got hit by a pitch early on and that kind of impacted his numbers. 297 from July 1st on. He's off to a great start this year. 5 home runs in 5 games. Daniel Espino already has a 14 strikeout effort in the minors this year. He struck out 30 of the 50 hitters he's faced so far.
Wow.
He's just blowing everybody away at AA. And showing a better secondary arsenal than he has in the past. But I don't know that he needs one because the fastball is so good. Andrew Painter also has a 14 strikeout effort in the minors. He was the 13th pick in last year's draft, but lasted that long because he's coming out of high school, and that's obviously a risky investment. But he looks like the real deal already, getting a lot of those strikeouts with fastballs, which whenever you can get swings and misses with that pitch, you know the upside's high. It's got a long reach, 6'7". It sneaks up on hitters. And it's not like there aren't secondary offerings there too. He's pretty far along for a pitcher so young. And I do want to mention Moises Gomez, kind of somebody worth keeping an eye on, former Rays prospect who's really fell on hard times the past couple of years. The Cardinals signed him as a minor league free agent this offseason because, you know, the Rays had let him go. But he's still only 23 at AA. I mean, he's not really behind pace developmentally, and he is killing it so far. Already double-digit home runs among the minor league leaders there. And at last look, he was batting over 400. I'm not sure what changed for him, but we'll see if he can keep it going. That's Moises Gomez.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.